Thank you for joining Stories for Kids. I'm your story master, Mir. Are you ready for today's adventure? We're going to continue with Felicity and the two friendly frogs. Will you just get comfy and let me find where we ended off?
I don't feel so good, said Big Frog. Suddenly, he started to roll. He'd grown so round that he could no longer balance. Help! He cried as he rolled down the slope into the forest. Big Frog never finished eating the front door made of cupcakes, and Dolly had remained trapped in the witch's cage. Average Frog stepped up and approached the house made of lollipops.
I'll eat the whole house, said Average Frog. Just you watch.
Average Frog pulled off a corner of the front door of the house made of lollipops, and she gulped it down and smiled and went back for more and more and more. And after a while, Average Frog started to look a little queasy. She grew greener and greener. A woodcutter walked into the clearing.
What's this bush doing here? He asked.
I'm not a bush, I'm a frog, said Average Frog.
It talks, said the woodcutter.
Those talking bushes are the worst kind. I'd better take it out before somebody gets hurt.
To be continued. Thank you for joining me on another adventure. Good night and sweet dreams.